We said in the previous Mishnah that the only thing that would divide an orchard into two with regards to pear would be a fence that's 10 tzachim high. But by carob trees, even a fence would not divide the carob orchard into two. As long as when you stand next to the carob tree on one side of the fence, you can see the carob trees on the other side of the fence, that fence would not divide the carob trees into two, and you can take pear from the carob trees on one side of the fence for the carob trees on the other side of the fence, as carob trees are very, very tall, and therefore even a fence would not divide the orchard into two.
I'm Rabbi Gamliel.
The argument how you base Abba, noisnen pear achat, vzeisim shahar you at, bakar ruach. Rabbi Gamliel said, the practice was in my father's house that they would give one pear for the olive tree that they had in each direction of the city. Meaning to say, they would take off pear from one olive tree that was to the east of the city for all of the olive trees that was to the east of the city. And so too, they would take off pear from one olive tree that they had in the west of the city. And that pear would be for all of the olive trees that they had to the west of the city. And with regard to taking off pear from carob trees, as long as you can see the carob tree from one side to the other side of the fence, they would take off pear from a carob tree on one side of the fence for the carob tree that was on the other side of the fence. This was the same as we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that for carob trees, as long as you can see the carob tree on the other side of the fence, you can take off pear from a carob tree on one side for the other side. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tarek, Eimer, Mishmo, Af l'charuven shahayu lehem b'choyir. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tarek, said in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, that they used to take off pear from one carob tree for all the carob trees that they had in the entire city, as they held that even if you cannot see the carob tree from the other side of the fence, even so, you can take off pear from one carob tree for all the carob trees that you had in the entire city. And since carob trees are very tall, they have a different din than other trees, and you can take off pear from one carob tree for all the carob trees that you have in the entire city. Somebody who plants his entire field with the same type of produce, even though he collects the produce at different times, for example, he harvested one side of the field before the other, even so, he only has to give one pear. It's considered one field in which only one pear has to be given, even though he harvested the produce at different times. Zara shnei minim. Af al pi she'asan garen achas, noisein shtei pears. But if he planted two different types of produce on the same field, even though he collected both at the same time, he has to give two separate pears. He has to give a pear from each type of produce that he planted. It's not sufficient to give one pear for one produce, and that would be for the other produce as well. Instead, he has to give two separate pears, one from each produce. Hazorea sodeu shnei minechit. Somebody who plants a field with two different types of wheat, for example, there's a brown wheat and a white wheat, and he plants it on one side of the field, brown wheat, and on the other side of the field, white wheat. Asan garan achas, noisein pear achas. Stei granos, noisein beis pears. So in this case, we make a distinction as to whether he collected all the produce at one time or whether he collected it at two different times. If he collected and harvested all the produce at the same time, he harvested both the brown wheat and the white wheat at the same time, then it would be sufficient to give one pear. He can give pear just from the white wheat, and that would go for the brown wheat as well. Or he can give pear just from the brown wheat, and that would be for the white wheat as well. And since they're both wheat, even though they're two different types of wheat, if he harvests them at the same time, so it's considered just like one field, and he doesn't have to give pear from both, he can give pear for one onto the other. But if he harvested the two types of wheat at two different times, then it would be considered two different fields, and he would have to give separately pear from each type of wheat. It wouldn't be sufficient to give pear from just one type. He would have to give pear from both types. And since they are two different types of wheat, and he also harvested them at two different times. He has to get passed separately from each type of wheat.